This is Growing Native, and I'm Petey Mosquiti. Well, it's spring in the desert grassland, and spring always means wind. I mean, everyone gets some spring wind, I guess, but the southeast corner of Arizona seems to be a magnet for high winds. And if I go to the National Weather Service website and see that southeast corner of the state is glaring red, oh, I go outside to make sure everything is weighted down, and then I try to find something to do inside. And no, I don't drop to the floor in the fetal position. So the color red that the Weather Service uses to indicate a red flag warning day, that color I call angry red. It seems so in your face, red, but I'm thinking I'm taking it too personally, you know, like a red flag day is some personal affront. Red's a nice color. Male cardinals are red. Male Vermilion flycatchers are red. I'm going to try and look at that Weather Service red and think cheery things from now on. Oh, yay. I'll look at it. Oh, yay. It's going to blow like hell. Anyway, don't know why I'm whining. I mean, wind-wise, it just has not been that bad a spring. Birds are migrating. Creeks are flowing. Wildflowers are blooming. Life is rosy on calm days. At our little homestead near the banks of the Ojolote, it is the season of Pinstemon Findleri. Every April and a little into May, Findler's Pinstemon blooms lavender tubular flowers on 1-2-foot-tall stalks. Even the foliage is pretty. I'm terrible with colors, but I would say they're sort of blue-green leaves down at the base of this Pinstemon. Or you could call them seafoam. There you go. Seafoam, leathery leaves at the base. This year at our place, there are easily 40 to 50 plants, and many of those can be found in just one area where you can stand and count blooming plants all around you. It's going to be a lot of seed out there for years to come. How sweet. Pinstemons are so beautiful, aren't they? I mean, we get so many spring-blooming pinstemons in the borderlands. What a blast. The pink flowers of Pinstemon parii say to me, spring in the desert. 2 to 3 foot tall pink flowering spikes in the Sonoran Desert. You know, to die for. And I was thinking about that. It's not just a Sonoran Desert plant. I mean, it occurs up to 5,000 feet in elevation, but it's just where I first experienced Peri Pinstemon while residing in the Sonoran Desert northwest of Tucson. Pinstemon parii seed sure gets used a lot in roadside revegetation mixes, doesn't it? You'll see it in places you normally wouldn't even find it, and sometimes years after that wildflower hydro seed mix sort of dies out where it was sprayed, you know, and the only things that along the side of the road are Johnson grass and tumbleweed, and then there'll be Pinstemon parii blooming with them. I'm not bitter, though. Hey, there are around 250 species of pinstemons found in North America and Mexico. In America, there's some in the eastern part of North America, but it's really a western genus, right? And at one point, there was supposed to be one species of pinstemon found in Northeast Asia. But luckily for that pinstemon, it got renamed, and it is no longer pinstemon in Northeast Asia. The word, the genus pinstemon, is from the Greek for five stamens. That's the male reproductive part. You do that. One of the stamens is sterile, and that sterile stamen is called a staminoid. That's cool. And that staminoid is right smack in the center of the flower, so it sort of looks like a tongue sitting there. And if that staminoid is fuzzy, then it's bearded. And you'll hear the name beard tongue. And at our little homestead near the banks of the Ojolote, we have Findler's beard tongue, Pinstemon findleri. Findleri in honor of Augustus Findler, a German-born but American botanist who spent time in the Southwest in the mid-1800s. It must have been so exciting to see the Southwest in the 1800s. So anyway, now you know, it's Pinstemon time. Many are finishing up. Some are just starting. I mean, I think is this right? I'm thinking 35 species? 35 species, maybe more, in Arizona. So you could chase Pinstemons around the state. That sounds like a lot of fun. Yeah, Pinstemons remind us that the borderlands are beautiful. The desert is beautiful. Yeah, it is. Hey, I'm Petey Mosquiti, and this has been Growing Native.